Good afternoon. This is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be a special episode of Within the Trenches. It was actually recorded a few weeks ago, and maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago now. I don't know. I recorded it a while back, and this is a mashup. This is a mashup with Within the Trenches and another podcast that I do with some good friends of mine, Eddie and Adam, and the three of us are part of the Audio Villains, and that show it's hilarious. It's a lot of fun to do. You know, we talk a lot of smack on there, and it's pretty much no holds barred type thing. You know, we swear, vulgar humor, everything that, you know, dispatchers get into as well. So I thought, you know, why not do an episode with them, do this mashup where we're talking about 911 stuff and get their take on some 911 tapes. So that's what this episode is going to be. Right after this quick intro, there's going to be a warning. And, well, you'll see what the warning is as soon as I play it here. But like I said, this was recorded like 3 weeks ago or something, and I'm just getting a chance to post it now because I recently moved. I was living in Western Michigan, and now I'm living in Fort Wayne, Indiana, which is where the company that I work for is located. And so we've made this huge move. We were so busy. We had so much things going on. And now I'm finally getting a chance to get all of these episodes posted. And I have a lot more coming up as well. I've been scheduling a lot of episodes. So there's going to be a bunch of stuff coming up. So get ready. I know there's, you know, been a hiatus with the show. And that's something that I never wanted to do with this show. I wanted it to remain weekly. But this, you know, life happens. And so I'm going to get everything going and going to have some good content for you as well as some announcements. But the announcement I can't make yet, not until I finalize some things. So it's going to be awesome. Just, you know, be a little bit more patient with me. And I do appreciate everything, the listeners. And, you know, I'm going to start posting a lot more on the fan page, too, because now I have a lot more time. So you know, now for the show. And like I said, get ready. If you are not into, I guess, dark, vulgar humor, then don't listen to this episode. But I swear to you, it's going to be hilarious. You'll get into it. And especially dispatchers out there, I know what you go through. And we need that dark humor to get through. So you're going to dig this episode. So now for the show.
Warning. This episode contains the three A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. You've been warned.
Welcome to Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
Good Lord, and by the beard of Zeus, this is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be a very special episode 72 of Within the Trenches. Now, why is it special? Well, it is, in the beginning of this, you heard the warning. There's never been that warning on one of these episodes before with the three A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. And that's because in this episode, we are doing a special smash-up, a crossover of episodes, of shows, rather, of Within the Trenches and the Audio Villains podcast. So my co-hosts, Eddie and Adam, are here, and we're going to talk about some 911 shit. And yeah, it's going to be combined with the humor of the Audio Villains, so get ready, because it's going to be awesome.
Greetings, fair McGuardians.
Hola. Hola. Had to throw in that other A.
Yeah. Okay, for my Within the Trenches audience, that inside joke is because there was a guest on the other show a while back, and after every single thing,
he became inebriated.
Yeah, we were, which is quite common. We were having some drinks, and he was having way more drinks. And yeah, this dude just kept saying, Allah.
Yeah. It was like,
I love peanut butter sandwiches.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Oh. So, yeah, that's an internet thing, too. You can go on to YouTube and check it out. But yeah, that was the inside joke thing with the Allah and all that bullshit.
Perfect.
But
it's our trademark signature.
We're gonna mix it up here.
Let's not do that.
Yeah.
Sleep that one hidden in there.
Yeah. In obscurity.
Let's for my, excuse me, for my Within the Trenches audience, there was something that I had announced on the Audio Villains podcast. And for those who don't know, I'm going to be moving in the next week or so to Indiana. So all of the... These guys are balling at shit because we're not going
to
be able to...
I'm going to try to get a studio set up down here.
That'll be awesome.
Dude, I'm serious. I'm going to try to get a studio set. We could Skype and record at the same time.
That's what this guy was saying, yeah.
That'd be cool. So we can keep the show going, it's too beneficial for
my personal health.
Yeah.
My mental health to come and get things off my chest. Instead of letting them fester, which I have a tendency to do.
Well, you know, I was just thinking as I was doing this announcement and everything else, I was thinking, so these listeners have never heard you guys. So
right.
Do a two-line bio. You can make it up. You can be Batman or something.
Oh, wow.
I am the knight. I am. Wow. He's an Ed. Yeah, yeah. A comic book nerd, aficionado.
Nice. There you go.
UFC watcher.
And
Joe Rogan.
Lifter of weights.
Masturbator.
Yeah. That's better. I'm a professional masturbator. Oh, okay. I'm on the masturbating circuit.
And he's a master, so yes. He's got to be up there.
Yeah, I am a master debater. Yes.
Yeah, and I'm also a worker outer and a lifter of weights.
Yeah, I like to work out. It's fun.
A lifter upper.
Lifter up, yep. Lifter of weights. And a promoter of humanity.
Haven't seen that one yet, but hey, strive for the best.
Yeah, why not? There you go. I'm like, wait a minute. Don't I promote you every time you come over? Uh-huh. I elevate your thought processes. He's like, damn, he's right.
And what about you, Adam?
Father. Worker.
Oh, yeah. Damn, I forgot that. Oh, I'm a father.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I forgot that.
Wait a minute, dude. You're a dad.
This freaking guy.
Where were those guys this whole time?
I know.
I forgot all about that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I spend most of my time at work and having some fun here with these guys.
Nice.
Booyah.
Yeah. Perfect. Mm-hmm. To the point.
Yeah. We've been doing that show actually. We had about 20 two episodes years? Before I started
doing it regularly.
This other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it started out as pretty much just a conversation way back in the day. Did you catch that thing?
No, it blew past me. When the internet first came out, man.
Yeah, we'd been talking about doing something like this. We're like, man, people would love to listen to our conversations. And then
we find out that they really do want to listen to our conversations.
Yeah, it was fun.
Some more than others.
What a narcissistic thought of ourselves to be like, everybody wants to listen to our conversations.
It's like the selfie. That's what they say. Yeah. They say that.
Oh, that's super narcissistic.
Yeah.
That's why you never see me taking a selfie.
I've seen you do it before.
No, whatever.
Like, I know. Checking me out. Exactly like that.
I can't honestly say that I have, but I don't know.
I don't think I have, dude. I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, not unless like one of the kids is in the picture and shit like that.
I've never taken one, but someone has taken a picture.
Yeah, well, that's true too. That's different.
Right.
But you're not taking a picture of yourself. No.
Just like with the duck face, you know what I always think of is the Gremlins, the chick with the lipstick.
Oh, yeah. The Nicki Minaj of Gremlins.
Yeah. Somebody takes a picture, you know, with duck face. That's what I picture. I don't know why.
What made that popular? I don't get that. Do you know what I'm saying? Don't they understand that smile is prettier?
Apparently not.
Yeah, that's just weird.
Yeah.
What's up with these 12?
I don't know, man. I think it's like the, what do you call it? The
popular consensus?
No, like back in the day, they would have like the, what am I thinking now? Like Marilyn Monroe. She's got a lot of pictures where she's doing like a kiss to the camera.
Right.
That's
okay,
pretty much what these people were, you know,
trying to imitate,
what they're doing,
but it turned into an ugly ass duck face.
They just started puckering up a little too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. It's disgusting.
Too much.
Especially when they
somebody injected
really
Botox into your lips illegally. I'm sorry. Run by Botoxing.
What else was it? It was like butter or like lard or something that people were doing.
Oh, it was like silicone, butter, lard. Hey, there was a show that was 911 disasters or plastic disasters. And I watched one where this lady got breast implants and she had big boobs to begin with. I don't understand why she got breast implants, but, they, her body rejected them and attacked them and attacked
and
them.
And attacked them?
Yeah, like when aggressively, like
fist prints.
Yeah. When they took them out, they were encased in scar tissue.
Oh shit.
Like they were literally like black. They had encased them in scar tissue and it was hard.
Well, what were they made out of though?
Silicone. Her body rejected them.
Yeah.
They weren't going to have it in there. And she almost died from it.
Did her titties all shrink?
Well, like, I mean, you know how bad it's going to make her, it's going to shrink them up bad, dude.
Wow. I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh because of what you're saying. And I'm not laughing but because of what you're saying. I'm listening to the both of you talk and I'm thinking of my.
Your 911.
The 911 audience that are probably like, oh shit, this is really different.
Hopefully you're laughing as you're listening.
I know, man. Going,
what is wrong with these human beings?
I know one guy who's laughing his ass off probably right now listening to this. His name is Rob. And
we'll give him a shout out.
Rob, yep. Big Mac.
Big Mac.
Delicious. Oh yeah.
You better go get you some.
Oh man. I'm gonna have to play when we're done with this. I'll have to play you guys this little segment that I did with him where he was talking about like wrestling names and shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, so what would yours be? And he told me
Schlong
this
Johnson.
Story.
Oh, that's my porno name. Sorry.
Lord Humongous. From Mad Max.
Is that an actual name for the character?
That's in Mad Max, there's a guy named Lord Humongous.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so. In the first Mad Max. No.
Adam, I thought you were going to say that yours was going to be Bananimal.
I am Bananimal.
I was like, I'm going to use that someday, man. Too.
Okay, hold on.
Schlong Johnson. That's great.
So Rob was just telling me that he was into like wrestling hardcore stuff. And him and a buddy of his, he was saying, you know, my my name would, it would be Big Mac. And my my manager would be called the Special Sauce.
Oh.
I was like, oh, that's fucking awesome.
G and the Special Sauce. Remember those guys?
No.
They're a singing group.
It's a singing group?
Yeah, I think it's Rob G and the Special Sauce.
All right, I got to look this up.
They were just in Grand Rapids. G Love and the Special Sauce. I'm pretty sure they were at the Frederick Meyer Gardens just a while back.
Oh, geez. It's right there.
Were they?
Yeah.
The crazy.
What type of music is it?
I think it's like hip hop, but like 90s hip hop.
Really?
I think so.
Play something I want to hear.
This song is called Baby's Got Sauce.
Baby's got sauce on her chest and on her face. Jesus. Oh, it's not anything like what I thought it was going to be.
Is it like blues or contemporary? Or?
Sounds like adult contemporary.
Kind of sounds like Sublime.
Yeah, it does too.
Wow. So there you go, folks. If you want to check something out,
G Love and Special Sauce. And this song is Baby's Got Sauce.
If you had a wrestling name, what would it be? That's a good question.
Max Power.
Would it?
I don't know.
Max Power. Mine would be the Edamishinoku.
Edamishinoku?
Yeah.
Would you come out in a gi?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, yeah.
I would, and my finishing move would be the Japanese, what was it called?
The Tokyo Slam Blaster?
Rich is like the Tokyo, what was it?
Sand Blaster, Bob. Tokyo Sand Blaster.
Japanese Buzzsaw.
Japanese Buzzsaw, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh,
dude,
man. Oh, man.
Taka
okay.
Mikino, what's his name?
I don't know.
Taka, no, what was
Taka Mishinoku.
Tanaka.
Tanaka, yeah, that's right. Tanaka.
You talking about Bloodsport?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, the Japanese Buzzsaw was whose finishing move? Remember we looked that up last time on the Audio Villains?
It's Taka Mishinoku.
Oh, Tajiri.
Tajiri.
Who was a wrestler in WWE. Yeah, it was Tajiri, the Japanese Buzzsaw. Yeah, it wasn't his move. Yeah. It was just part of his name. But yeah, I had that completely wrong.
That'd be my, but my
Tokyo, the old Tokyo Sandblaster.
No, Tokyo Sandblaster. That's what we'll call it too. It's referred to as the old Tokyo Sandblaster.
And you should look that up if you're curious.
Yes. Because we're not, you don't want us to explain it to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm not going to explain
it. Because that might be a 911 call.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
my ears have been violated.
One of the things that my other co-host and I, Whitney, did is we had an episode where we were playing like 911 tapes. Oh, yeah. And so this first one I have played before, but I have to play it only so that I can get your guys' response and what you would say. All right, here we go.
What is your emergency?
Yes, I need a police officer over here at 7
Court. What's going on?
I've got 2 teenage daughters, and I just got home from work. They were physically fighting with each other, and one of them kicked a hole in a door. And they're 12 and almost 14.
Whoa.
And the 12-year-old is completely out of control, and I can't physically, if she's as big as I am, I can't control her.
Okay, did you want us to come over to shoot her?
Awesome response.
Are you there?
Excuse me?
That's a joke.
Who are you? What is your name?
Mike Forbes.
Okay, that's not funny. Mike.
It is funny because you called 911 to complain that your daughter is being unruly.
Yeah.
Because you know what? This is really not very funny.
I know it's not, ma'am.
Well, guess what? It's not going to be very funny when I go in front of your supervisor and tell him
that your 12-year-old can't be controlled by you.
Yes, you can.
I got to call 911. Waste in time.
Hold on.
I would have hung up on the bitch.
I could never be a 911 dispatch guy. That's why I would have done the same thing.
Ma'am?
Props to you guys.
12 and 10 and 12 or 12 and 14.
12 and 13 and a half.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. You got to throw the half in there.
Get police officers on the way. They're on an emergency call right now, but as soon as I can get them, I'll get them on the way.
In other words, this is an emergency.
Don't rush or anything.
Well, I apologize for my smart remark, and I will get them in route as soon as I can.
Okay, and what is your name again?
Mike Forbes. My number is 605.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
He handled that really well.
He did.
He did. But he's probably sick of people like this calling.
Well, that's why me and him were talking earlier. I was like, man, I would be so pissed off with stupid fucking people like this, dude.
My
hey, audio villains, remember.
Right? Won't give me my food the way I want it.
I mean, come on, man. If you can't control your 12-year-old and 13-year-old, you got to call the cops on him. I'm sorry. Whoop the shit out that kid. I'm sorry. Yep. Within the trenches, that
word.
May not be the right answer, but I'm not.
You're like Bernie Mac right now. You're like, don't get mad at me, America.
I'm just telling you.
I ain't afraid of you motherfuckers.
If you got to call 911 because your 12-year-old and 13-year-old and a half are out of control.
Yeah, then, don't forget the half, yo.
Then you're
don't
being, forget the half. Then I'm sorry, but you're a bad parent. I'm sorry.
That's true.
I'm sorry. My kids don't ever get to the point where I'm going to say, I got to call 911 because you are out of control.
I had a friend over the other day, and like every time they wanted something, they came into the door and asked, right? And my buddy was like, I cannot believe how much your kids ask for everything. And I was like, it's not annoying or anything. And he was like, no, my kids don't ask for anything. They just get it. And I'm like, because why don't you tell them they got to ask for stuff? And he's like, because they're mom. And it's like, that sucks.
Oh, I remember now. Yeah.
I don't know, but I saw the craziest shit today at Rich's with some little kid today. That was
that was almost a night.
I told Autumn and I was like, oh my God. I was like, that was just some random shit that happened today. I was like, wow, I wasn't expecting that.
These kids, like Logan's friends were over, and he's got a friend that he's had since kindergarten.
Oh, wait, sorry to interrupt, but don't you feel bad now because you made them go outside?
No.
Okay. Sorry.
Oh my God, did they get busted?
No, watch. Just listen.
No, his buddy was over and stuff, and they were outside, and they were playing, and one of the kids, well, they were playing with sticks, like big-ass sticks. And
branches.
Yeah, pretty much. And they're playing and stuff, so one of the kids got clocked in the forehead, and he was bleeding, yo.
Dude,
hardcore. Oh my Lord.
He came in. Like blood running down his forehead.
They tend to bleed really, really good.
Well, right. And then so you know, I didn't say this to anybody, but I started going through my EMD cards, which is medical emergency or emergency medical dispatch.
Right.
And you know, there's all these things that we have to go through. And I don't think anybody caught it because I was just talking, but I told the kid, you need to get this dry cloth and press it on your head and put firm pressure and don't lift it. If you do and it's still bleeding, it's because you're not pressing enough. And I was thinking afterwards. That's funny. I said the exact same thing that's on the card.
Oh, wow. You read it word for word?
Yeah,
it
man.
Said, it sounded like he was saying shit. It verbatim.
Yeah, I had it memorized. And the kid's like, okay. yeah. No,
it was a pretty big cut, dude, but I didn't want to tell him. Hey, man, it's a pretty big cut, bro. I mean, I'm pretty sure we didn't need stitches.
Did you take him home?
No,
he was all right. It stopped bleeding right away.
We don't never need stitches. You just get some crazy glue and pinch it shut and then see it show with the
crazy. Yeah.
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 And what? Crazy glue is non-toxic.
Yeah. I've done that. I've done that at work.
Yeah.
Like, because I work with glass.
Try this at home in case you look it up yourself.
Well, I work with glass, so sometimes it's hard, but we always carry alcohol around our department. Right. So it hurts like a bitch. But
clean it off, and then
I got just, you know, try to close it as much as can. Super glue.
I worked with wood.
Yeah. Well, then, like, after it dries, after that, you just put the Band-Aid over it and boom.
I worked with wood?
I worked with wood.
This dude did too. What was the name of the place?
Coxwood
Goods.
Oh,
snap. Cox.
I'm sorry. I had to get that in there. What were you saying, though?
I worked with wood.
Sorry, so it doesn't matter.
I worked with wood, and it was common for you to get splinters or break open the edges of your fingers, but they would bleed really bad. And so I would clean it with alcohol and then pinch it shut and seal it with crazy glue so that I wouldn't bleed on the part. You bleed on the part and you have to sand it back down. And if it's uneven from the rest of the spot, then you got to go back and have it all done up again.
Interesting.
Yeah. So if you do have a quick fix, crazy glue.
It works in a pinch, dude.
The craggle.
Yeah.
Yep. I just watched that.
The craggle.
Again.
And it was awesome, wasn't it?
It's awesome. Every time you watch it, everything is awesome.
Dude, I told everybody who's seen it afterwards, they're like, you're right. It was the first time you watched that movie. You're just like, this is a funny movie.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, man. Hilarious. Funny.
I got another one for you.
All right, here we go.
Let's do it. Hold on. I forgot about that.
I'm looking at Mike Donald up here. Seven burgers, and I went to my vehicle, right? And
vehicular?
Is that what he said?
Everybody telling that they took a burger from me. A burger, like I'm talking about Donald and stuff, right? But understand, I told them they gave me six burgers. They want to give me a burger. Anyone talk junk up here at McDonald's.
Okay, so which McDonald's are you at?
I'm up here at the one on Overthought up here.
Huh? Where? Sir, can you repeat that again?
I'm calling from 894-40.
Why'd they bleep it out?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, man, we can't have that information.
Oh.
Okay, sir, your call has arrived.
Which McDonald's are you located at, sir? Oh, Overthought.
What?
The one on Overthought.
Over there?
The one over. Oh, over there. I thought.
No, I don't know what he's saying. I'm asking.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll do delivery especially right here. The one on by the Waffle House. Now.
Delivery?
By the Waffle House. Waffle House.
Okay,
sir, you're going to be staying behind the vehicle? Yeah, I'll be outside. What kind of vehicle are you in, sir?
I'm in a black Dodge Ram.
Okay, so what happened was that he went to get his food, and they didn't give him one of the items that he ordered. So he called 911.
For a burger.
Yeah, for a burger that he didn't get.
Well, why wouldn't he just go inside and say, hey, you missed my burger?
Well, he did, but they're saying that they won't give him to him. They told him that they can't have it. So he called 911 for a dollar. Over a dollar.
Oh, dude.
Man, tax dollars at waste.
Sucks, man.
Come on, get
the Mike Donald's.
The Mike Donald's, yeah, that's what he was saying. You know, by the Whopper House.
And then he's like, where you at? Over there.
At least that's what it sounded when he was saying this. This is the audio villain's humor.
I couldn't understand him either. I was like, over there.
Sorry, man. I was like, what?
All right, I got another one for you.
He had me lost.
Well, this one isn't an actual tape or anything, but I'm going to read it. The title is Man Called 911 on Stripper Who Denied Him Sex.
What? How are you going to say no to the D?
You know you want it from a 500-pound fat guy.
Probably. Only wanted to give you $100 at that.
They said KTVQ reports that a Montana man, so this was probably...
those fucking Chicho Rona said that. What? I said those fucking Chicho Rona said that. Bam!
I was going to say it was probably like it was Paul Bunyan who called. from Montana.
Howdy ho.
Reports that a Montana man by the name of, and I won't say his name, ended up in jail after calling the police on a stripper that wouldn't have sex with him. On Saturday night, he paid $350 to a stripper at this exotic club, but was upset when she denied him of having sex, so he called 911 on her. Cops took him, and he was booked for soliciting prostitution, a misdemeanor.
Even though she didn't put out, he still got
It's solicitation. It's solicitation. You're offering. You're offering money.
The guy has a record of a DUI and drug possession in three Montana counties. Man, I'm gonna have listening to this, if you can find the tape to this, hook me up. And I will play it on the show because I want to hear this tape.
You know, all I know is that if I'm going to spend $300, I'm going to go in there first saying, are you going to put out or not? Because if not, I'm moving on to the next one that will.
Yeah. Well, isn't that how much there's like a charge for, what's it called?
Like go to the rub and shampoo.
Private rooms are only $50 to get in there.
Go on the VIP room. Go on Rub Maps. And
what
rub maps
Craigslist.
And it tells you masseuses to go to.
Really?
That'll give you happy endings.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand why it's illegal. Why is prostitution illegal? If a woman wants to exchange her body for money, then her business.
Sir, money.
Goods and services. Because there's some people out there that can't get laid, dude. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's because of that stuff. In Japan, they have a whole industry behind it.
No, like, man, those guys are just... Yeah. But they go beyond weird.
In Japan?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. But they, like...
I mean, they're cool because they're open with their sexuality, man, but crazy.
Vice did a thing on it. Well, like the people who are handicapped and on government assistance, the government pays for somebody to go over there and jerk them off and shit.
What?
Yeah. Because they understand that they have a need.
I thought that you were going to say that it was like some Soylent Green thing that they bring him in and kill him off and feed him to the poor or something.
That'd be awesome.
Not like what you said.
We got steaks for everybody today.
We got Soylent Green.
Soylent Green is people.
You think Soylent Green really is people? I don't know, but it tastes delicious.
We just made some chorizo.
Soylent Green chorizo. This is like Phil.
Yeah. Soyrizo. It's
Cisco.
They probably do have a soyrizo. something crazy like that. Okay, I got another one for you. All right, here we go.
Give us something that we can really rip on.
Yeah, this is
okay. You might be able to rip on this one pretty good.
Talking about like some redneck beating up something or just some stupid.
Okay, hold on. All right, hold on.
Asking for Kool-Aid, hamburgers, and pot might be appropriate if you're at a college barbecue, but not if you're dialing 911. The Associated Press reports that Jarvis Sutton, a 39-year-old from Florida, was arrested on Sunday night after calling emergency operators 80 times, 80 times, demanding that Kool-Aid, burgers, and weed be delivered to him.
Wow.
He never received his order, but he was delivered to the Pinellas County Jail.
And
it turns out the man just had a terrible case of the munchies. According to WTVJ, the arresting officer said Sutton kept chewing on the foam attached to the metal caging in the police cruiser.
Oh.
Now Sutton remains in jail on $150
bail. That dude was on something else, man.
On whether he received the burger, Kool-Aid, and the weed.
Yeah, he was on something else for sure.
Dude, if he was chewing
that's from the Huffington Post.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, that's wow, man.
That's crazy.
Some serious stuff right there. Like, what the hell was he on?
I have no idea.
I don't want it because he's chewing on the car, man.
he's like,
you want to stop eating my car? I just got this car.
Dude, that's the inside of the car, man.
I've got three more payments left.
Not the leather.
It's a police car. I got three more payments left.
Oh,
waka
shit.
Waka waka.
Yeah.
Waka waka.
All right, so this one isn't a video or anything. It's just a little short narrative here, and it shows the picture of the guy, and he looks like a dumbass too. But it says a New York pizza delivery man is facing charges after he's been accused of reporting a fake murder. And it says the guy's name, but he said called 911 Wednesday night at 9 p.m. claiming he witnessed three Hispanic men cutting off the head of a 7-year-old girl with a machete.
Why would you even say that?
And then it says, according to whatever news source, CNY Central, deputies, U.S. Border Patrol, and New York State Police search for hours until this guy finally admitted that he had lied about it. Investigators stated that this guy made up the story because he was afraid that he would be fired from the pizza company after making a late delivery.
All that just for that?
Yeah, holy dude. That's
what does this douchebag look like? Let me see the picture.
You got to come around, man. I can't.
He's a cock knocker.
Oh man, he had to look like that, didn't he? Total D-bag.
He looks, yeah, he looks like a straight up douche, man.
Does he for real?
But
he's got his hair all done up and shit, and his.
No, he's just got a douchey look to him.
Yeah. Typical white guy. Sorry, no, I'm just joking, man. I like white people.
My name's Adam.
Hey, but oh, this must be my name's Ed. You're such a dick.
All my friends are white guys.
I was too. I was just gonna say my name's Ed.
So it says that this guy was charged with falsely reporting an incident and is being held on $1,000 bail.
Stupid.
So
people,
really,
man.
He didn't get that much.
Well, yeah, but still, dude, that's stupid.
Oh, he probably got his ass beat.
Yeah,
once he got
for real.
Like, hey man, what are you in?
Delivery to pizza late.
Yeah, I got scared, man. Delivered a pizza late.
So I made a
I fucking lost it. It said there was a fake murder. Can you imagine?
Oh my god! And then it was a bunch of Mexicans cutting a 7-year-old's head off, dude. You had
asshole.
To be a dumbass to think of that story.
Yeah, that was actually gonna work.
Was there really three of them, or was there only one?
There could be only one.
His name was Juan.
Oh man!
Oh,
that was awesome. Like I said, this is completely different. But that was the point to do this mashup and everything. And
we're rattling the cage.
Yeah, we've gone through this stuff here, and like I said, this is a very special episode of Within the Trenches, and this is also going to be posted
in Degrassi Junior High
as an Audio Villains episode as well. So that would have been Audio Villains episode 74. This is Within the Trenches episode 72. I hope you enjoyed the humor, and if you dug it,
the debauchery.
Make sure, the humor and debauchery. What was it? Well, we kick your ass and soothe your ears. Yes, that was our slogan.
Yeah, kicking your ass and soothing your ears.
Yep.
Taking taking over, hijacking your mind one podcast at a time.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Yep. Well done, he got it out. So on that note,
the words right.
This is going to be the wrap up of this episode. And
thank you. If
you have any questions or anything at all, you can email the show wttpodcast@gmail.com, or for the Audio Villains, which will be the JCast at thejabberlog.com. You can follow us on Twitter at 901 Podcast or at Audio Villains. And this will be up 24/7 on the jabberlog.com, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Spreaker. Have a good one.
Salutations.
We're sorry.